Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Burt Show.
So Abby goes on these nightly hot girl walks, is what she calls them. She learned a valuable lesson the other day.
Yeah, this is what most of Gen Z calls basically just a walk. It's a rebrand for going on a walk where you listen to a podcast, maybe you listen to an audiobook. It's called your hot girl walk because all hot girls like to get out and get some exercise and be one with nature. And one of the things about being in your 20s is you just have like a constant stream of insecurities. Your self-confidence is at an all-time low despite the fact that you're hotter than you will ever be ever. So I feel like growing up, whenever you deal with these insecurities, like what do people say? They say the same thing. Nobody cares about you as much as you care about you.
Of course.
You think everyone's looking at you. No one's looking at you. Everyone is so self-absorbed with what's going on with them. And I feel like I tested that out in real time during a situation where I feel like I could have been the elephant in the park. And nobody gave two craps about me. So I have started this new trend. I am a trendsetter from Amazon where I have bought a cat stroller. So I have noticed that my cat really wants...
Excuse me?
What
now?
I've noticed that my cat really wants to go outside. Every time I leave the house, She wants to follow me out. She's looking out the window. She's listening to the birds chirp. I live next to a bunch of trees. And so when they're chirping, she's like, oh my God, I want to go out there too. And I'm like, you can't. You're a cat. You'll run away from me and you'll never come back. Because then you'll realize you don't need me. And I need to make sure that you know that nothing else exists outside these four walls so that you don't ever try to escape.
So I need a definition of what this stroller looks like because it really sounds more like a rolling jail. if this cat can't get out, obviously, jump out and run into the neighborhood. It really is a jail more than anything else.
You know when you can put an entire cover over a traditional baby stroller, like a pram? You know how there's like a bed and then you can put a big cover over the bed in the pram? It's like that.
So she can see out of it.
She can see out of it. She's got her windows on all four sides. So you can see out facing the front. You can see out facing the back. So if she gets nervous, she can look at her mom or she can look out the sides. If she hears a bird to the right, if she hears a squirrel to the left, she can look out the left. It's a very enjoyable product for a cat that wants to get outside and be one with nature.
We have a couple that they walk their dog via a stroller.
Is that right?
Yeah, they have pet strollers.
Okay, now for whatever reason makes more sense to me than a cat.
But you can't really walk a cat. The dog thing to me is weirder because you can walk, unless it's an elderly dog.
That's the thing.
Yes.
That's the rub.
And you can't put a cat on a leash, really. They hate that.
They hate that. Uh-huh. But also, I just feel like they don't walk well. They don't do the things that you want them to do.
That's what a cat is.
I know, but
that's the essence of a cat.
Yeah, you need to get a dog at this point.
But here's the thing. I don't want the responsibility of a dog because to me, a dog is one step closer to having a kid. You got to go home at certain times, take it out. You can't just leave it for a week. You have to have someone watch it. It's too much responsibility for me. But every time I go out and I see all these girls with their cute dogs, I get so jealous because I want to take my cat for a walk. It's not feasible because a cat is a cat, but I want to. Like, I want to be able to take her out on a nice sunny day and bop around with her.
And you're sure Della wants this.
Every time I leave, she always wants to follow me out of the apartment. She wants to know. She wants to be
where the people are.
And I'm like, let me show you the world. Literally. Think about it. My cat doesn't know that cars really exist. She never leaves my apartment. She's never seen a tree in person. So I thought the least I could do is take her out for a stroller and let her experience this.
So this is like you going to Mars.
Yeah.
Every day. Because your cat has never seen anything outside.
Exactly. So you're really being her tour guide of the earth. So I bought one of these cat strollers and I put it off for like a week, A, because I didn't know how to put it together. And B, I was like, I'm going to get so many weird looks that I need to go at like a random time of day to where there's not like a bunch of people around.
All right. So this, so you're aware that when you're on these walks, these are just for you to clear your head or listen to a podcast. The intent here is not to attract a guy because this is guy repellent.
The cat stroller?
Yeah.
100%.
Okay.
Yeah. So I knew that I was just going to go out at a random time of day when the finance bros are either playing golf or at the office. So no one is going to see me and be like, ew, who's that weird girl? Except for a bunch of moms and their small children. So I finally get the courage to leave my apartment with this cat stroller because I understand it's a little bit of a eyesore. It's a little weird.
I really want to see what this looks like.
I'll show you when we get off.
How much did you spend? I'm just curious. How much you spend on that
thing? $30.
Oh, okay.
Actually, I didn't spend anything because my mom bought it for me. Okay. She's like, I'm not getting a grandbaby, so I might as well get you a stroller for your cat.
What an enabler.
So I took her out for a walk, and honestly, I thought everybody was going to be staring at me and giving me all kinds of weird looks. Nobody looked at me twice. Literally nobody cared.
Nobody cared.
A, because it looks like just a traditional stroller, so everyone thought I was just like a hot young mom taking out my kid for a stroll. But no one cared. Literally no one looked at me. And it's the kind of insecurity that you have when you go out. You always feel like, oh, if I wear that thing, people are going to look at me weird or they're going to stare at me and think I'm wrong. No, nobody is looking at you. Nobody is caring. I left my house with my cat in a stroller and nobody gave two craps about
it. This is a sign for everybody to just live your life.
Live
there
your
you
life.
There you go. Nobody cares.
Stop caring what people think. And so now I have started this whole, everyone saw me post about this on Instagram, and now two of my friends have bought strollers for their cats, and we're going to start a walking club called the Catwalk Club.
Oh, crazy loves company.
It got worse that fast.
That is amazing.
But all the girls, no, here's the thing. All the girls were like, I always wanted to buy this for my cat, but I felt weird about doing it. So I feel like if I do it with you.
Empower them.
I've empowered people to live their life to the fullest.
Viva la cat stroller.
Viva la cat stroller. Viva la revolution. Whatever that is.
Vanessa has a concern here. We only have a couple of seconds. Vanessa, your concern?
I love you, Abby, but I feel like you're delving into crazy cat lady territory. And I said I should know because I have 6 cats.
Whoa.
I don't think I'm quite at your level yet. But ask me when I get my 5th cat, maybe.
Do you have 6 strollers for your cats?
Ooh. Ooh.
Yeah, you'd have to get one long, like a double stroller, but long.
Just take out my cat tribe out and about at Chastain.
We are splitting hairs here about crazy, by the way. We really are.
The Burt Show.